Now, over the past decades, more Americans than ever became homeowners for the first time. Many of them, we now find out, couldn't handle the responsibility of maintaining those homes. And it turns out they may have known that going in as well.
Investment sage Warren Buffett offered this theory about how millions of Americans got in over their heads.
Most people aspire to own their own home. And then when somebody makes it very easy for you to do it by saying you don't really have to put up any money or, you know, we'll give you 100% mortgage, you're going to do it.
Everybody looks for their American dream and they do their best to try to get that dream. And I know for us, we thought we were going to be okay.
Today, Carrie and Mary Jane Bird are far from okay. They're facing foreclosure on their dream home in New Jersey.
Did you feel that you were getting in over your head? They can't grab your hand and force you to sign in blood.
No, I don't think it's our fault. If they really want to give you a mortgage, they'll find someone to give you a mortgage.
So just who is to blame for this ongoing economic crisis, Wall Street or Main Street?
I don't feel it's necessary for us to try to bail them out. They should be taking care of us, the people that they've wronged.
Not everyone agrees.
I lost my home to foreclosure. I didn't go to the government and go, hey, listen, I'm losing my home. I think you guys should bail me out.
Leah Talley took out a loan for a home she couldn't afford, and she knew it.
There was this little voice, little Jiminy Cricket voice going, don't do this. They valued that loan at too high of a value. I went ahead and did it anyway.
Like many victims of the mortgage crisis, Leah and the Birds do agree on one important point.
Have you told your son that there's a chance that he may not be living in the place he's been living in half his life?
I made a promise to my kids, and they right now have a place to live in, but how much longer? Once we get ourselves back on our feet, we won't be in this situation or predicament ever again.
Nearly 400,000 Americans facing foreclosure will get a lifeline after Countrywide Financial reached an $8 billion settlement with 11 states to help those homeowners rework their mortgages. We know there are so many more suffering.
So interesting when she said that Jiminy Cricket voice in my head said, don't do it.
GMA Now just turned one.
Happy first birthday.
Happy birthday.
Good morning, America Now.
Good morning, America Now.
Happy first birthday.
Good morning, America Now.
Good morning, America Now.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Get the third hour of GMA at abcnewsnow.com.
Happy first birthday.
GMA Now.